from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get your day at the office going. Let's jump right in with item number one. After dropping 2 out of 3 at the house against the San Francisco Giants, the Atlanta Braves faced off with the Philadelphia Phillies this weekend for the first time since opening weekend. Their showdown with not just the leaders of the NL East, but the overall leaders of the National League, started off with an 8-6 loss. It was a tough loss for Atlanta as they did fight back all the way into the eighth inning when Marcell Ozuna hit a 3-run shot that brought the Bravos within a couple. But it was one of Max Fried's less effective performances of the year. 6 innings pitched, 11 hits surrendered, 5 earned runs and just 4 strikeouts in that one, whereas Aaron Nola allowed 5 hits across 6 innings and 3 earned runs. Atlanta fought back but couldn't get into it, and we all thought to ourselves, oh no, here we go again. But the Braves said, as they would win back-to-backs against the Phillies to claim the series 2-1. It started on Saturday when Spencer Schwellenbach had himself a day. 6 innings pitched, 7 hits allowed, but just 1 earned run. Cade 6, AJ Minter, Joe Jimenez, and Raisul Iglesias would all pitch 1 inning, and none of them would allow a hit to the Philadelphia Phillies, who managed 7 on the day, all against Schwellenbach, but they also K'd 11 times. Spencer Schwellenbach picked up his 2nd win on the season, and suddenly that young man is starting to look like he knows what he's doing. And then it came down to a Sunday rubber match yesterday afternoon back in the ATL. It was Reynaldo Lopez that was on the bump for Atlanta, and he put out a gem. 6 innings pitched, allowed just 2 hits, K'd 6 across 91 pitches on the day. Dylan Lee, Pierce Johnson, Aaron Bummer would each come in. They would each go 1 inning. Lee allowed 1 hit. Bummer allowed 2 hits. None of them allowed a run. And the Braves blanked the Phillies. Gave up just 5 hits on the day. The difference? The 2nd inning, when you had Adam Duvall, Matt Olson, and Eli White filling in left field. All go yard in the same inning. All of them would recall the, or would put together, pardon me, all of them. Kalenic had one as well in the second. White's came in the sixth inning. My bad. Eli White in the sixth inning. Kalenic, Olsen, and Duvall all went yard in the second. White would add his solo shot on in the sixth. There's your six runs for the Bravos. They knock off the Phillies 6-0 yesterday at the house and take a 2-1 series win over the Philadelphia Phillies. That does put Atlanta back at the 500 plus 10 mark. They are 49-39. They have now found themselves back to 8 games behind the Philadelphia Phillies in the NL East, as we are now just 22 days away from the MLB trade deadline, which Alex Anthopoulos, he has cooked the last few years. Shall he cook again? We will find out. Let's move on to item number 2. Speaking of Major League Baseball, let's stay right here for just a minute. The All-Star rosters have been put out. The Midsummer Classic is officially set and ready to roll. That will happen around the same time as the trade deadline. Is actually, I lied to you, July 16th is when we will get the Midsummer Classic. So just another 8 days away from getting that one underway. The American League starters will include Baltimore catcher Adley Rutschman, Toronto first baseman Vlad Guerrero Jr., Jose Altuve from Houston will play second, the third baseman Jose Ramirez from Cleveland, Gunnar Henderson from Baltimore will be in the shortstop position, Aaron Judge, Stephen Kwan, and Juan Soto. Judge and Soto from the Yankees, Kwan from the Guardians, and Yordan Alvarez will hold down the DH spot. Judge, Kwan, and Soto across the outfield. In the National League, your starters behind the dish, William Contreras, Bryce Harper will be at first, Ketel Marte at second, Alec Bohm at third, and Trey Turner at short. 3 Phillies across the infield. Second base, the only position not represented by a Philadelphia Philly in the starters. Jerickson Profar will be in the outfield along with Fernando Tatis Jr. and Christian Yelich. Shohei Ohtani gets the DH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spot. Tyler Anderson, Corbin Burns, Emmanuel Clase, Garrett Crochet, Logan Gilbert, Clay Holmes, Tanner Hawks, Seth Lugo, Mason Miller, Cole Reagans, Tarek Skubal, and Kirby Yates will be your pitchers for the American League. Over in the National League, Tyler Glasnow gets his first All-Star selection. He'll be joined by Ryan Helsley, Jeff Hoffman, Shoto Imanaga from the Cubs gets the nod. Atlanta's Reynaldo Lopez and Chris Sale will both be there. Tanner Scott, Paul Skeens in the rookie year. Paulie S. Paul Skeens gets the All-Star All-Star nod in the season of his call-up. That's pretty impressive. Matt Strom, Ranger Suarez, Robert Suarez, Logan Webb, and Zach Wheeler from Philly round out your National League pitchers when it comes down to it. So pretty good spot overall. The only other Brave going to the All-Star game, Marcell Ozuna, will go as the National League Reserve designated hitter. This is interesting, and I want to talk about this a little bit later in the show. Last year, the Braves sent 7 All-Stars. Last year, the Braves were hovering around a 10-game lead in the NL East. Last year, the Braves were the team right now that looked like they were untouchable. And the Phillies were hanging around 10 games back. The Phillies had a couple of All-Stars. Nothing that really blew you away. The Phillies found themselves looking up in Atlanta and going, what in the hell? How do we catch this team? The roles have reversed. Quite literally mirror image from last year. Exactly mirror image from last year. We all know what happened in the playoffs last year. Should the Braves have some level of optimism here? Is it fair to have some level of optimism here, considering we're exactly where Philly was last year? And Philly is exactly where we were this year. I don't know. We'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer to the trade deadline and see what moves, if any, Atlanta decides to make. Let's get to item number 3. This one is interesting because the WNBA Rookie of the Year race, I think we all kind of knew coming in that it was going to be a race likely between Angel Reese in Chicago and Caitlin Clark in Indiana. There's some other excellent rookies out there. Kid Jackson, Cameron Brink, despite the fact that she has been shut down for the season with a busted wheel. There's some very good rookies out there. But it felt like the Rookie of the Year competition in the WNBA was always going to come down to Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And why wouldn't it? Their rivalry has been one of the best things going, not in women's sports, just in sports, period. It's been one of the best things going on. And now it just got elevated and escalated. Why? Because both of them this weekend did something that no one has ever done before. Angel Reese notched her 13 consecutive double-double. That is a league record. She took that record away from WNBA all-time great Candace Parker, who back in 2009-2010 racked up a dozen double-doubles in a row. Angel Reese has now knocked down 13 double-doubles. And it looked like perhaps, maybe, that might have gotten Angel Reese a front row ticket to the WNBA Rookie of the Year competition. But as Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend, because in the same weekend that Angel Reese recorded double-double 13, Caitlin Clark etched her name in the WNBA history books, becoming the first rookie in league history to record a triple-double. The Indiana Fever knocked off the New York Liberty on Saturday, 83-78. Caitlin Clark, in that contest, chipped in 19 points, 13 assists, and a dozen boards for the first triple-double in the history of the Indiana Fever and the first triple-double ever recorded by a WNBA rookie. I'm going to tell you straight up, if you're not enjoying the rivalry between these two players, I don't know really what to say to it because it's phenomenal. Is it an NBA traditional feel? No, not really. Not really. It didn't feel like the traditional NBA rivalries we've talked about, right? LeBron and Kobe, Joel Embiid and his niece, the basic rivalries of the league. What it kind of feels like is it, you know what it feels like to me? It feels like an old school NBA rival, right? Back when basketball wasn't a finesse-based game. And this is not me being an old hat and complaining because I love NBA basketball today. But what it feels like is an old, like, Detroit-Chicago rival. An old Detroit-LA, an old LA-Boston rival. It feels like two players that just want to beat the hell out of each other. And when they're not on the same court as each other, the best way for them to do it is to just try to outplay each other. To just stack up records. To just make history. And what they are driving at is excellence at this point. Caitlin Clark just did something amazing, and she did it the day that Angel Reese did something incredible. And so you had about an hour span where it's like, oh, Angel Reese is definitely going to win Rookie of the Year. Angel Reese is definitely getting this award. And then Caitlin Clark said, hold my beer, and turned around and got her own triple-double and said, not so fast, my friend. I love it. It is made Indiana Fever and Chicago Sky games to me it's made a must-watch at this because it feels like they are both trying to outdo each other and the game benefits. That's what I wanted out of these two from the beginning. Go be great, but keep this rivalry hot, because if you keep this rivalry hot, people are going to tune in to see who outplays who, and it's been phenomenal. All right, there's your water cooler cheat sheet.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.